The respected supreme divinity said, having no fear, being pure and true, being established in wisdom and union, being a giver, having self-control, performing sacred fire ceremonies, study of the scriptures, purifying austerities, the purification of knowledge, causing harm to none, truthful, without anger, renunciation, peacefulness, without deceit, compassionate to all beings, without desire, gentle, modest, without fickleness, light, patience, constancy, purity, no enmity, absence of pride, belong to those who are born to divine qualities, O descendant of the light of wisdom, Arjun. Hypocrisy, arrogance, self-conceit, anger, irritation, and even ignorance are the characteristics which belong to those born to the qualities of the forces of division. Divine qualities are for liberation. The qualities of the forces of division are for bondage. Do not sorrow, son of she who excels, Arjuna, for you are born with divine qualities. There are two kinds of beings in this world, the forces of divinity and the forces of division. The divine forces have been explained at length. Hear from me about the forces of division. Men of the forces of division do not know actions of evolution nor involution, neither purity nor good behavior nor truth. They say, the world is born from mutual union for the purpose of satisfying desires. There is no God, no truth, no morality. Established in this view, these impure souls of little intellect become enemies of the world, performing fierce actions for destruction. Maintaining insatiable desires, full of hypocrisy, pride, and arrogance, accepting untruth and evil because of ignorance, they work with impure motives. Having immeasurable concerns which only end in dissolution, they take refuge in the enjoyment of desires as the highest and feel sure that is all. Bound by a net of hundreds of hopes, pursuing desire and anger, they strive for enjoyment of the objects of desire and by any inappropriate means to obtain their objectives. Today, this has been gained by me, that desire will be mine in the future. Again, this wealth will belong to me. That enemy has been slain by me, and I shall slay others in the future. I am a lord, the enjoyer, perfect, powerful, and happy. I am wealthy, and I have a good birth. Who else is equal to me? I will perform religious sacrifices. I will be a giver. I will rejoice. Thus deluded by ignorance, with many confused perceptions, entangled in the traps of ignorance, able only to pursue the enjoyment of desires, they fall into an impure hell of confusion. Filled with self-conceit, stubborn, intoxicated with the pride of wealth, ostentatiously they perform religious sacrifices in name without observing the ancient procedures. Taking refuge in egotism, strength, haughtiness, desires, and anger, these malicious people oppose me as the soul of all bodies. I throw those cruel enemies, lowest among men, in the ocean of objects and relationships for an eternity, in the impure wombs of the forces of division. Those deluded forces of division, entering the womb in birth after birth, do not attain me, O son of who takes away the deficiency of others, Arjuna. Even still, they fall into a condition lower than that. The door to the hell of confusion, where the soul is destroyed, is of three parts: desire, anger, and greed. Therefore, one should abandon these three. The man who is liberated from these three doors to darkness, O son of who takes away the deficiency of others, Arjuna, practices what is good for his own soul and goes to the supreme goal. He who neglects the procedures of the scriptures and acts to fulfill his desires does not attain perfection or pleasure or the supreme goal. Therefore, let the scriptures be your proof in determining the good effects and bad effects from actions, and knowing what is said in the scriptures, you should perform action here. Here he's stressing very much the importance of studying scripture, of making the shastras that work for us. Let them be our guide as to a clear definition of what our goals in life should be or could be if we align ourselves in tune with the unity and the harmony in creation. Here we have criteria by which to discriminate. Is my path the good path or not? Because whenever there are doubts, it's nice to have wise counsel. And these counselors were so wise that throughout the millennium, people memorized word for word, syllable by syllable, what they said, and passed it down from guru to disciple, saying, this is scripture, this is to be revered, these are words of God, the song of God. Study this, and you have a way to become free from conflict and confusion in the future. That's why they place so much emphasis on the study of scripture. Do we have any questions about the forces of darkness? Please.
The very first verse which describes divine qualities.
Yes.
See, what kind of a divine quality is the purification of knowledge? How do you purify knowledge?
No, you are purified by knowledge. Arjavan is the term they use. Ardhya is one who is purified by the knowledge. Considering yourself purified by knowledge, knowing what to do, that is one of the divine qualities. Are there other questions? See, we could do chapter 17 tonight as well.